All right. We are back. Welcome back to the Patrick Podcast. Patrick Chappelle here. And it's so glad that we're here again. And welcome back. I'm glad you're here. I hope you're well. I know that we're still, or at least most of us, are still quarantined. I don't know where you're listening from. I know that we have listeners from all over the world. That's right, folks, the world, that listen to the Patrick Podcast. So wherever you are in the world, welcome back. And I hope that you're safe and that you're healthy and well as we try to make sense of what's happening in the world right now. So again, I'm Patrick Chappelle. Glad you're with us. And today's episode is going to be a little bit different in that it's just going to be me. And then, of course, we'll bring in Ben, who is always present for most all of the episodes outside of literally a few. And then we're going to have a little conversation about the year that has happened in the Patrick Podcast, because we are a year old now. It's amazing. So nice. I know, right? This time last year, we had just launched the Patrick Podcast, and it has been quite a wonderful ride. So I just kind of wanted to reflect. I wanted to give you an episode of me reflecting on the year that has happened, Ben asking me some questions or getting my perspective on how things have gone, and honestly, what we hope will be happening as we move forward with this new year of the Patrick Podcast.
Which I just want to chime in real quick.
Yeah, go right ahead.
36 episodes, Patrick, is really good, especially for a first year. Not that I am a podcast expert or anything, but just like thinking about other show formats, for instance, right. Like I don't know if Hot Ones has 36 episodes in a year. I mean, it's over half of the year on a weekly basis that right. You put out episodes, and that's really impressive.
Yeah,
you should be proud of that.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, you're right. Like there's something too, because I mean, there's many podcasters out there. Some obviously are putting out more content than we do, which is a lot of content. Some do way less, and some find themselves kind of right in the middle with us, which is a weekly episode, you know, which is still a lot to do. And that's a good way to kind of lead into we don't do this often, and I probably should do this often, because I think that it's important that we thank the people who make up the Patrick Podcast team. Because as many folks are probably curious, it's like, how does this thing work? Who all is helping out? I mean, obviously, you all, the listener, you know Ben. Ben is the wonderful kind of audio engineer producing force that helps make sure this thing sounds as beautiful as it does each and every week. And on top of that, Ben scored the music that you hear each and every week. So that is original. That is an original bop jam.
Sorry if you're tired of it.
No, it's kind of, I think it's maybe soothing for some people to hear that music, and they're like, oh, yes. We're about
like Serial, the Serial intro,
right?
Which I've been listening to Nick Kroll and John Mulaney's podcast, and
oh, that's awesome!
They've been using the Serial intro music for their show.
That's incredible. That's incredible. Good. That's incredible. Yeah. So yeah, Ben does that, and then the other folks that help do the podcast with us. Guy by the name of Brian Schroeder, he
does all of our graphics. So if you follow me on Instagram, on the Patrick Podcast Instagram, or if you're seeing this podcast and listening to it on iTunes or any other platform, Spotify, and any of the other podcasting platforms, the images that you see come from a designer by the name of Brian Schroeder. So Brian, thank you. And he's been a guest on the show, which is also an honor and a pleasure to have had him. And then we have another Ben by the name of Ben Carpenter, who is hopefully going to be a guest here in a not too distant future. But Ben writes the show notes. So he not only listens to each episode to kind of make sure that things are sounding well and we don't have any mistakes, but then he then kind of takes what we have said on each interview and crafts a beautiful show note messaging so that we can attach to each episode. And Ben is a wonderful friend of mine and a longtime friend of mine and an excellent writer in his own right. And so we are thankful to have him on the team. And then we have John Michael Elder. He is the guy who helps distribute this podcast. So he makes sure it gets to where it needs to get. He's also another couple ears that listen to the podcast and making sure that we sound and are saying things that make sense and that there are no glitches or mistakes in each of the episodes that we push out. And so John Michael, who is also potentially going to be a guest, or he is going to be a guest here in the near future. So we're thankful for him. And we also have on our team our webmaster, which when this comes out, this is on a Monday that you're hearing this, of course. Our website is now officially launched. The PatrickPodcast.com website is there in the public for you to view, and it is awesome. And Matthew Fungafat has been the man behind the wheel of that, and so we're thankful for Matthew and his talents. And he's also been a guest on the podcast, and we'll probably have Matthew back sometime soon to have a more proper podcast. He was on our Nashville episode, and he was one of the guest that was there helping us talk through some of the many things that have been happening in our city of Nashville, Tennessee, which is where we're located. And so I think that is everyone on the team. I don't think I've left out anybody. Yeah, I think that's everybody. And then there's me. So there is the team, people.
Maybe a shout out to Cheyenne Metters.
Oh, absolutely.
An honorary team member.
Yeah. Cheyenne Metters, who is where we have been recently recording the podcast before COVID-19 kind of took over things and made it to where we couldn't be in spaces together as often as we would like. So big shout out to Cheyenne Metters. He is an amazing producer, artist, creator, and if you haven't heard of him, just go to Spotify, type in his name, and you will be in for such a treat. Your ears will be full of delight after listening to some of the music he has done himself and produced. So yeah, and then in the past, we have used studio spaces on the campus of Lipscomb University, and we've also used some other spaces like the back room of some music venues here. We've used, what else have we used, Ben? There's another space we've used.
I feel like we've done only intros at my house.
Yeah.
But we've done an episode or two here where I am right now at the studio I work at.
Oh, that's right. That's
owned
right.
By a guy named Mickey Echo.
Yeah, Mickey Echo. Big shout out to him, too. So, yeah, there's so many wonderful people who have been generous and kind for us to use their space as we create this podcast. So, big shout out to all of the men, women, supporting people who support these people. Everybody, Thank you so much. So yeah, that's kind of a rundown of who's been helping with the podcast. But now let's reflect on the year that has just happened. When I first decided that like this was what I wanted to do, I was struggling with the idea of if I should and if I do, what kind of show I wanted to create. Did I need a certain theme to the show as far as like what we talk about? You know, many podcasts have like a very kind of narrow, this is what we do. We talk about this thing. Every episode is kind of about this particular topic or theme, and that's what we do. And so, and part of me was like struggling with if that's the direction that I wanted to go in. And then I eventually landed on kind of this multi-layer approach at the start, which was let's do interviews, let's have poets and homileticians, as I've named them, to come in and do episodes. Let's do panels with people talking about pop culture and people talking about Nashville. And so I was like, that could be a really interesting approach to how we build a podcast, mainly because I was like, you know, I listen to lots of podcasts, and sometimes when they're only about one particular thing, it can get a little tiresome, and you kind of want to mix things up. So I was like, well, what if we were a podcast that mixed things up? But as we kind of journeyed ahead, it became quite clear. Oh, and it was another episode I forgot too. Quotes. You know, we did some episodes where we only had people come and share some of their favorite quotes, and then we had a conversation around their particular quotes. But then as we moved forward with the podcast in the last year, it came clear that interviews was the thing that people really seemed to enjoy the most. And I was like, you know what? We can incorporate things like pop culture and quotes and Nashville into each episode without having to have just one episode that is about that particular thing. And so then that has then now led us to where that's the main thing that we do. Not saying that in the future we won't have several people on an episode talking about a particular topic or theme, but I do enjoy just getting to sit down with different men and women who are from Nashville, who are living outside of Nashville, and just talking about their life and their work, their passion, and the insights and wisdom they've picked up along the way. So there you go. But it's been good. So I've enjoyed it, and I'm excited about what is to come. And I've got a long list of people that I want to introduce you to or have on this show and have a conversation with. But yeah, Ben, what's been your perspective, or what things you want me to talk about or answer as we reflect back on this past year?
Man, I've just really enjoyed, in a way, this is allowed, but this is a selfish answer. This is not going to be helpful for listeners, but maybe they'll relate in a way. But this podcast has allowed me to get to know you a lot more through the people that you're around. And
oh yeah.
It's definitely helped me get to know my city more. It's been a lot of fun. I like tell people, you know, I enjoy doing this podcast because it's kind of just another excuse to get to hang out with Patrick Chappelle. But man, there's been some really, really cool, moments on this show. I mean, obviously, one of the standout moments is definitely going down and visiting Miss Kelly and interviewing her, your godmother. I mean, it not only was it just like incredible wisdom, but honestly, like kind of hilarious too. she's kind of a baller.
She's awesome.
You know, trying the different formats has been fun and interesting. I think that our Nashville episode was great and terrible. but, you know, our pop culture episode was a ton of fun. And I think Jeff Magruder and Wes have been some of the best guests we've had on the show.
Oh, both absolutely.
Have been on twice.
Yeah.
Or has Wes been on three times now?
Yeah, Wes just is now twice. Wes is a third timer. He was the first episode. He was the first pop
That's
culture.
Right.
And then I just did another conversation with him last week.
Right. Yeah, I think they're some of the best guests we've had. And you know, I think the conversation you had with Mike Christie was so good, but also such a unique episode because of the location difference and
a
totally different perspective. And then it was fun to do a run of homily episodes during the break and just like a different change of pace. I'm excited to see what's to come. I think we've expressed this before in the podcast, but to the listeners, but we've had this forever fight against trying to diversify the guests on our show. And I think that maybe if 2020 brings one good thing, which it hasn't yet, maybe it'll be some diversity to the Patrick Podcast Show guests. 'Cause I'm excited to hear more women.
Absolutely.
I think it'd be cool. I don't know how this works, but I think it'd be cool to interview somebody that's on the other side of the world. So who knows what 2020 will bring.
Oh yeah. There's some folks on my list who live in the land down under who might be guests on the episodes on the podcast.
Ooh,
I know. We got some friends all over the world.
In year one, you accomplished your, like, I don't want to say your goal, but like one of your goals, which was to get Rob Bell on the show.
Yeah, it's very
you
true.
You did that in year one.
Yeah, I really set myself up for, well, that's it.
It doesn't get better than this.
So where do I
go?
And
I got to accomplish my goal of going backstage at Marathon Music Works.
Yeah. So it was a good day. That was truly a good day. A very good day. But yeah, so it's really been interesting. You know, someone once asked, you know, like how do you pick your guests, Patrick? And I said, that's a good question. And honestly, the honest answer is through my life and the many years I've worked in a lot of different spaces and places and industries, I've just come to have known a variety of people. And I say, you know what? I find the people that I've had on this particular show very interesting for a wide range of reasons. Whether it's their upbringing or it's their work or it's something that has happened to them in life. And so truly, I think that anyone is interesting. And I think that anyone who even listens to this thing, like you who is listening, could be an interesting guest on the Patrick Podcast. And if anything, that is the job of the podcast host, is how do we pull out the fascinating, interesting nuggets of your life and what you've experienced. And so that's did you hear that?
Why did you have to acknowledge that? It's just like I was getting a text.
I didn't know if that was a sign of the apocalypse. I didn't know what was happening.
It was just my phone vibrating.
Well, no one knew. I don't know. It's COVID-19 season, man. Who knows what's happening? But yeah, so it, you know, that's part of the job of the host, is picking the right guest who will potentially translate into some interesting story or insight or wisdom, perspective on life. And that's what I do. And simply, it's also just asking around on who would be a good guest on my show and who might have an interesting story or life to share. Because truly, I do think that every single person that I've ever met in life is something interesting about them. And we all have something interesting to share, and we all have had different lives that, honestly, once you hear the stories unfold, you're like, oh, wow, I never would have known that, and I've never thought about something in that particular way. So that is that's in short, like, how I end up choosing particular guests. And truth be told, there are people that I have asked who, for whatever reason, whether it was time or the or a particular season in their life, that have just not have been able to be on the show yet. And so that is also like the thing that is a very challenging and sometimes frustrating and sometimes you know, leaves you at your ends with on like how do you find the right guest and the right person that you would want to interview in a particular moment. And so I'm looking forward to finding a good rhythm on how we find the right guests. And truly, you, the listener, like, we have a social media page. There's an email address attached to that page. If you have suggestions on who would be an interesting guest, like, let us know. Let me know, because I am open to chatting with anyone. And I've tried my best to be completely open to people who may not think exactly like me or who approach life in the same way that I approach life to be on our show, just because I think that everyone has something interesting to share and we can learn from everybody if we're willing to. But yeah, there you go. So I look back on the episodes that have been, and it is tough. Someone also has asked me before, like, what has been your favorite podcast? And, you know, of course, like, interviewing Rob Bell was wonderful and amazing, and I would love to do that again one day. And then, of course, as we mentioned too, interviewing my godmother, Mildred Kelly, was one of the greatest moments. And she turns 91 this month. This woman is still going, which is incredible. But I think if I had to pick another guest, so not the obvious Rob Bell, not the obvious Mildred Kelly, but someone else in the top for me, ooh, I think that
I'm surprised you're doing this.
I know. I think that I don't think I'm going to. That's what I'm doing. I don't think I'm going to, because literally I look at the list, I'm like, how could I choose one over another one? Like, everyone has been so great. Like, Lindsey Crinks coming on episode 5. She was a home run. I got to have Lindsey back. Like, she is incredible. Like, her passion for her work and her journey to that work was amazing. My friend Trey George, his work and life has been interesting and amazing. Ah, man, Brad Chrysler, my goodness, y'all. There have been so many wonderful episodes. I don't know if I could. I'm not going to. I'm not doing it. You're not gonna put me in a corner. I'm not gonna pick a favorite. They're all my favorite. Even though I have said in the past, when I talk to my friends who have children, I say, which one is your favorite child? You obviously have a favorite child. And so they often laugh at me and don't want to tell me, but then they'll say underneath their breath, which child is their favorite? But I mean, like, that's where I stand with it, man. Like, there's obviously those special guests who are, you just kind of are honored to get to have a conversation with, that obviously rank pretty high. But outside of that, I think that everyone who has been on has brought something unique to the table, and I have enjoyed the conversation that the two of us, the three of us, have had. But yeah, Ben, what about you? Do you have a favorite? Yeah, I'll put it on you. Yeah, you can, as not the host, you can have a clear favorite, and it will, and no one's gonna be like, really? You didn't pick me, or you didn't say that one? Yeah, what are your top three? Maybe we'll do that. What are your top three? No order, just the three that you enjoyed kind of sitting on, listening to. Which three rank the highest for you?
Before I do that, I just realized I remembered there's one more location we recorded at.
That's right.
I forgot where it was called, but it's where we recorded Jesse's place. Yeah. Yeah, his office. That's where we recorded Brad Chrysler's episode, as well as Tristan's interview.
Yeah. Jesse. What an amazing guy. Yeah. Jesse's place was really great to be in. That's exactly right. Good catch. Jesse Carr, my good friend.
I'd say, I think that, one of our first, maybe it was, let me look through here. Yeah, our first homily, I'll pull a little curveball here. Our first homily with Tristan.
Yeah.
I just love the way that Tristan tells stories. And
yeah,
the fact that he can have 10 stories with the same message, and I really do mean that. I love that. There's something really special about that homily. I also love, I mean, again, selfishly, I loved Brad Chrysler's episode because it was just super cool to hear about somebody in his world.
Right.
And he is obviously an outlier in his world, even that. I mean, he tremendous success there. Oh,
yes, absolutely.
And then another selfish answer. Honestly, the pop culture episode that we did about Kanye, and it was so much fun. Honestly, I had a ton of fun, and probably everybody who listened to that was like, these guys' opinions do not matter to me.
Yeah.
But
yeah, that's true.
It was fun for us. Me, it you was and fun Brian for us. Had a ton of fun.
Oh, absolutely. We had a blast. Yeah, we had a. But it'll be interesting to listen to that episode again in light of knowing what we know now about. Nah.
Maybe
well,
not.
Yeah, well, maybe not. But I mean, you know, we talked about Kanye and streaming services and
that's true.
Social that's true. Media influencers. So that was a really, it's kind of some interesting conversations we were having. And now we know what we know about the streaming services, and we know even more about Kanye West, and we have probably even more insights about social media influencers. But
also, really love Patrick Rogers on the show. That was super interesting too.
Shout out to the Nashville scene. That was an amazing episode. Patrick is a dear friend, and so you're right. So interesting. His journey to being the editor of the Nashville scene was a good episode. If you haven't heard that one, people, you got to go back in the catalog and listen to that one, episode 20. But yeah.
Yeah, it was a good one.
So yeah, I guess before we, and this is just going to be a little short episode, but I wanted to at least take some time to reflect on everything and thank once again.
Promote the last year.
Promote the last year. If you haven't already, listen to all of last year's episodes, because they are all so wonderful, people. Truly, they're wonderful. Yeah. So, I mean, I guess, Ben, like, is there anything that you want to ask me, as since you're the only one here on the episode, about last year before we maybe talk about what's to come in the months ahead?
What was the worst episode? I'm just kidding.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. No.
No, I'd say like I think it would be interesting to know, you know, as a curator of stories in a sense, the which is the role you've played in this podcast.
Yeah.
What's a story that you'll remember forever, or a lesson you learned that you'll remember forever?
Man, I think a lesson that I'm learning and have learned is asking the right question can change a conversation and can open a person up in a way that they weren't even expecting to kind of open up to. You know, and that's something that I've heard from several of the guests, you know, after we chatted post the episode and they go back and listen to their episode, they're like, wow, I did not realize how much I opened up and how much I shared about my story or my life or my, or what I think about things. And wow, that was really great that I got to do that. And so I think that, you know, and that's just a matter of us asking the right questions. And I try to encourage people, even those that work with me, whether it's been as a intern or a student worker or a coworker, is like the power of asking the right kind of question. You know, sometimes we get asked questions and it leads nowhere. And it's not because we don't want to go somewhere with a response. It's just the question wasn't there and wasn't crafted and wasn't asked in such a way that allowed me to even get there without forcing myself to get there, right? And so that's the one thing that I look back and I learn. That I'm learning and I've learned is that, man, it's just, can I find the right, it's not, sometimes it's not even like the right question on the start. It's asking a good starting question, but then listening and trying to find the right follow-up question that takes you a little deeper than the initial response, right? And so that's one thing that I'm trying my best to be very present to. It's like, this person is responding. Let me take in all that they're saying, but let me also be listening for, oh, okay, here is potentially a path we can go down if I simply craft and ask the right kind of question next. As far as a particular story, man, that's a really good question. And I'm just trying to think if there's one that just kind of elevates itself above the rest for me. And I guess it's another kind of a general statement about hearing people's stories and where they've been and where they're at now, is that life is truly mysterious. And what I mean by that is just about every one of our guests, if asked, you know, would your 16, even 18-year-old self, like, guess that this is where you would be in life? Like, your 16, 18-year-old self would have likely missed the mark, sometimes by a long shot. And sometimes just kind of missed it just by a couple hairs or two. But it's so interesting to see, oh, this is where I grew up. This is how I grew up. But now this is what I'm doing. And it's because I either said yes to some opportunities, or that I just kept stepping through the doors that were opening, or that door didn't open, so I had to pivot and go into this door instead. And now I'm doing some work and I'm a part of something that is giving me so much life, that has provided so much goodness for my city, for my family, for the world. And I think that's one thing that I've discovered through these stories and conversations. But yeah. Good question.
Here you go.
Well, folks, I think that's a good amount of reflection. We could spend hours reflecting, but we're not going to because you have other things to do, as do we. Even though it's quarantine season. But I will say that as I look forward, and I think Ben hit it right on the head when he said, my goal moving forward is to seek and hopefully find more diverse guests. And what I mean by diverse is not only diverse when it comes to gender, but diverse when it comes to race, diverse when it comes to career in which they're a part of, and social circles that they run in, and perspectives and ways in which they look at the world, different people from different faith backgrounds. I mean, I truly want to make this a very eclectic, diverse podcast that is made up of people who are from all different kinds of walks of life. That's going to be the goal in the next year of the Patrick Podcast. Another goal to kind of look forward to is that I'm going to muster up and create a Patreon page because I think it's time for us to enter into that world. And I'll be coming to you all and saying, hey, be a sponsor on the Patreon page. And we're going to hopefully come up with some cool gifts or I don't know what
benefits.
Some cool benefits for those of you who are Patreon subscribers. And we're also going to try to curate some playlists, like music playlists. You know, that's something that we haven't done yet, but there's pretty much all of our guests have shared, or a lot of our guests have shared, some of their favorite artists and albums and songs, and we're going to try to put together a musical playlist that you can listen to when you're not listening to us, because I know that that's something we're all looking for, is some good curated musical playlist. And so that is something to look forward to as well. And oh, people, get ready. Merchandise is coming. We're going to do some merch. We're going to have stickers, probably patches and t-shirts, koozies. Who knows? Who knows what else? Maybe some flip-flops. I don't know. I'm open. I'm open to anything.
Bobbleheads.
Some bobbleheads. For sure. You know, I don't know when I decided that these are the kind of hats that I like, but I am fully on board with the dad hat. And so I'm not a dad, but I love the dad hat. And so this for sure going to be a Patrick dad hat. So anyway, merchandise is coming. And one of the phrases apparently that I say a lot on this podcast, which maybe one day we'll do a master mix of this, is the phrase "so good." And so we'll probably have some stickers or things of that nature that say that phrase, because it really is all so good. So we'll have some merchandise coming, Patreon page coming, the website is launched. Also on the website, the thing, if anything, you got to check out the website, because we've got a new section on our website, or it's going to be a section on our website. It's called Patrick's Picks. And so these are my picks for a certain amount of time. We'll probably switch it up every now and then, but there's going to be some of my favorite books, some of my favorite albums, some of my favorite Nashville spots, and yeah, and some of my favorite podcasts. So you definitely should check out the Patrick Picks section of the website and, you know, enjoy those wonderful recommendations by me, which would be really cool. And I'm trying to think of anything else I want to say as far as what's coming ahead in the future. I think that's really it. That's a lot, I guess. That's a lot. If we accomplish all of that in year two, I'll be pretty impressed. So, and I have big time hope that we can do that. But yeah, so that's the episode of us reflecting on the last year of the Patrick Podcast. I seriously I cannot thank you enough. I've said this to friends, and I maybe have even said it on here a time or two. I know of only one person that is guaranteed to listen to this show each and every week, and that is my mother. And so really, anyone else who's listening to this, like, it is such an honor, because I know you all have limited time and you have limited space that you can give to podcasts, to music. And the fact that you are listening to me do this thing is truly one of the biggest honors that I have received. And so thank you so much for listening. Keep listening, keep supporting. You know what we say on this thing often, which is, if you haven't already, give us those 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Leave a review, because honestly, people read those, and some people who are trying to discover a new podcast will read those to see if this is a show that they should check out. So your comments and your ratings, they matter. They help us continue to help us spread the word. You all are an incredible audience, and we've got to come up with the name for the Patrick Podcast listeners. The Patty Cakes. We've tried this before, and nothing has really.
Yeah, well, why don't we do an Instagram poll and not stay on the Patty Cakes? let's do a.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I feel like there's got to be something out there. The I don't know. Think on that, people. Think on that. But there you go. Ben, you got anything else we need to share before we get out of this episode today?
No, I think just as we've said before, just continue as best you can, support the artists you like.
Yeah.
In whatever way is possible financially. I mean, if you're already paying for Spotify, just have music playing whenever you're cooking or lounging around or whatever, so that somebody's getting a ninth of a synth or whatever it is.
Yeah, but that's right.
Yeah, just support. Help out. Yeah.
Yeah, support local. And here's what I'll say too. Support less. Great reminder, Ben. Support your local artists. And some of you know this because you are artists yourselves, or you have friends who are artists. Or you are big fans of a local artist, and when I say artist, that includes music, that includes art, that includes anything that is kind of in the creative realm, that is local restaurants and shops. Like, whenever you can, people, support local, especially during this particular time, and even when we come out of this quarantining time. Try your best when you can. Go and buy your book from the local bookstore. Go and buy your music when you're buying records or CDs from a local music store. Like, get your coffee from a local coffee shop. You know, like, those kind of things matter. Those kind of things are so helpful. Let's be people who are in support of local things. And I'll say this kind of as a way of end too, because it would be unfair for us to not make any kind of mention or comment to the COVID-19 crisis. So here's what I've noticed, okay? I know that we're all kind of like stuck inside, and so more of us are finding ourselves kind of on social media, whether it's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, you name it. We are all on the platforms way more often. And what we end up doing sometimes is provoking and posting and getting in these comment like battles with people that do not bring life at all, that are not moving us forward in any kind of way of goodness, in my opinion. And honestly, like, if you think that is the best use of your time, I challenge you to think otherwise. I challenge you that instead of spending your time trolling or trying to link yourself into being the smartest person on the platform that you're using, I would encourage you to stop doing that and call a friend you haven't talked to in a long time. Spend time with the people that are your dearest loved ones and friends. Like, spend your precious energy connecting, like actual making connections and checking in on people and texting people that you haven't talked to in forever, like reaching out. Like, that is a wonderful use of our time. But instead, we find ourselves cooped up, glued to a screen or a phone or a tablet, trying to, you know, come up with the best zinger or the best comeback or the best rant. Because what you got to realize is this, is that people are watching you, even though like everyone's not commenting and liking your post or engaging with your post. People are seeing what you post, and people are going to remember who you were during this time of crisis. So just take that and remember that. And the other thing I want us to keep in mind, too, is that, listen, this has been a really hard time for a lot of people, for a lot of people, and for a wide range of reason. But I want us to remember another thing, too, is that when we start stepping back from this, we have to realize that we haven't been in the quarantine season that long. It's been a little bit over a month. We're kind of now in month two, technically. I mean, we were still kind of out doing our things early March, and then we started to quarantine in mid-late March, and now it's the 1st of May. And so it may feel like it's been this long time, but in actuality, it has not been that long. Even though, like I said, people have lost jobs, people have had difficult relationships in their living situations. So it's been a challenging time. But then for some of you too, I want you to realize that like we have not been in this thing that long, but it has been a long time. And there is going to be another side of this thing. And my hope is that we come out of this thing more gracious and loving and peaceful and hopeful people, and not people who are the opposite of that. So, and I guess another kind of word to kind of push out there is I'll start by saying this. I find myself kind of in the middle of this thing, meaning this. I'm not someone who says, let's open everything back up like today, nor am I on the side of saying we should quarantine ourselves to 2024. You know, I'm not on any of those extremes. I find myself in the middle, meaning that I do think there's going to become a time where we do need to start to open things up, but be very smart and cautious about it. But I think that does need to happen. And at the same time, I think that we do have to be careful with our communities and with our neighbors. We have to be aware of that, and we have to be present to the fact that like there are vulnerable people, and that we need to do all that we can to protect those vulnerable people in our society. So, for instance, when it's time to wear a mask, don't be one of these people that's like, "I'm not wearing a mask." Like, it's not about you, my guy, my girl. It's about others, too. So, like, let's embrace some of this change that's happening. Let's try to be gracious about it. Let's try to be open to it. But let's take care of each other, ultimately, okay? And I think that's what I'll want to say about that. And I guess a realization is that COVID-19 is here with us forever. It's not going away. I know that's not what some of us want to hear, but it is true. But I think we're just going to have to learn to live in a new world where what used to be normal is normal no longer. We're going to be entering into a new kind of normal, and we have to prepare ourselves for that. And for some of us, that means we have to disconnect ourselves from the TVs, the internet, the media, and just ground ourselves in something that is true and that is good, so that we can make sense and move forward in these new ways and in this new society that is being created. There you go. I love you. Thanks so much for listening. And we'll see you next time.